For an inside look at the fast-paced real estate market, we turn to the most overpriced market in the country, according to Businessweek magazine, the Boston area. I asked Rachel Carlson, a broker at Innovative Moves Real Estate, just how hot that market is.
It's steaming. It's very hot. It's very busy.
So how much is what going for what? Give me some examples.
Everything is going for pretty much asking price or over. And we've actually had a leap about $100,000 in the past few months.
A leap meaning that a house, an average house, is $100,000 more?
Yeah, in this particular area, absolutely. Things have gone skyrocketing. For example, mid-May, I closed on a condominium in the 240 range. And the next day, a condominium in the same building on the second floor that was not as renovated went for $280 and sold that first day. And then two doors down, the same condominium went for $359. The jumps have been significant. And it's almost as if as soon as you close, you have equity in your home. So it's an amazing investment, and people are just flooding in the office now, which is actually driving the prices higher.
Now, on the houses and condominiums that you've been selling, how many offers will you receive? How long will it take for that house or condominium to sell?
We have about two or three properties in our office at a time, and they go in the first week or 2 weeks. Usually the way it works is we put in the multiple listing service midweek, so it's out there, all of the brokers know in the community about it, so they can inform their buyers. Then we have no showings until an open house on Sunday. At that time, the open houses are usually extremely busy.
It's busy either, meaning how many people?
Probably 20 to 50. Sometimes there's been 100 if it's a very popular house. And at that time, we usually open up the bidding process until Monday night or Tuesday night. And at that time, we get, depending on the property and the time of the year, anywhere from two offers to, we've seen, 20 offers.
Now, what do you tell someone who comes into your office who is from a fairly modest income?
The mortgage companies are actually making it so easy for people to get a mortgage. You just have to go in, and if you have good credit, then you get pre-approval for more than you could ever afford. So that's another thing that's very scary about this marketplace, is that people are seeing that they can afford a $650,000 house according to the mortgage company, but not realizing that they cannot actually afford that. So it's easier and easier for people to obtain a house, and that's what's driving the market right now.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
Rachel Carlson is a real estate broker in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts.